श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी कॉन्साइज कॉमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवत गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 11 वर्स 36-46। अर्जुन यूलजाइजस द लॉर्ड इन हिज कॉस्मिक फॉर्म एंड ऑफर्स प्रेयर टू हिम। चैप्टर 11 वर्स 36। अर्जुन उवाच, स्थाने ऋषिकेश तव प्रकीर्त्या जगत् प्रहर्ष्यत्यनुराज्यते च रक्षांसि भीतानि दिशो द्रवान्ति सर्वे नमस्यान्ति च सिद्ध संगाः। अर्जुन सेड, ओ ऋषिकेश, लॉर्ड ऑफ सेंसेस कृष्णा, इट इज ओनली प्रॉपर दैट द यूनिवर्स इज डिलाइटेड एंड इज फिल्ड विथ लव by chanting your names, virtues and glories. Terrified demons are fleeing in all directions while the hosts of Siddhas, perfected souls, are bowing down in adoration in front of you. Chapter 11 verse 37. Kasmach tena nameran mahatman shariyase brahmanopyadikartre ananta devesha jagannivasa Tvamaksharam sadasat tat paramyat. O great soul, why should they not bow to you? You are the progenitor even of Brahma and greater than all. O infinite being, O Lord of the gods, O abode of the universe. You are that which is real, sat, that which is unreal, asat, and that which is beyond both, that is, the imperishable Brahma. Comment. Real, sat, and unreal, asat, both are relative, sapeksha terms. They are earthly, but he who is beyond them, having independent existence, is unearthly or divine. Both the mundane and the divine are the manifestations of the entire God, samagra rupa. The higher, para prakriti, and lower nature, apara prakriti, of God are not beyond the real and the unreal, but God transcends the real and the unreal also. Chapter 11 verse 38. Tvamadi deva purushah puranah tvamasya vishvasya param nidhanam vettasi vedyancha parancha dhama tvaya tatam vishvam anantarupa. You are the prime deity, primeval God, the primordial, most ancient person. You are the ultimate resort or shelter of the universe. You are the knower and the knowable and supreme abode. It is you by whom the universe is pervaded, O being of infinite forms. Chapter 11 verse 39. Vayur yamognir varunak shashankah प्रजापतिस्त्वं प्रपितामहश्च नमो नमस्तेस्तु सहस्तकृत्वः पुनश्च भूयोऽपि नमो नमस्ते। यू आर द वायु विंड गॉड, यमा गॉड ऑफ डेथ, अग्नि गॉड ऑफ फायर, वरुण गॉड ऑफ वाटर, शशांकः द मून गॉड, प्रजापति द क्रिएटर ऑफ बीइंग्स एंड द ग्रेट ग्रैंडफादर ऑफ ऑल बीइंग्स, फादर ऑफ इवन ब्रह्मा। Salutations to you 1,000 times and again salutations to you. Chapter 11 verse 40. Namah purastad atapristasta taste namostute sarvata eva sarva ananta viryamita vikramastvam sarvam samapnyoshi tatosi sarvaha. O Lord of infinite prowess, my salutations to you from front, from behind, and from all sides, 10 directions. You who possess infinite power and pervade all, hence you are all. Comment. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Rudras, Adityas, Vasus, Sadhyas, Vishwadevas, Ashwini Kumaras, Maruts, Mains, Celestial Serpents, Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras, great sages, Siddhas, Wind God, Yama, God of Death, God of Fire, God of Water, the Moon, the Sun, etc., and besides them, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Jayadratha, etc., all the kings, are the limbs of Lord's divine cosmic form only. Not only this, but Arjuna, Sanjaya, Dhritarashtra, and the armies of Kauravas and Pandavas are parts of the cosmic form, Sarvam Samapnosi Tatosi Sarvaha. What it means is, whatever insentient or sentient, unmoving or moving, is being seen, heard, and thought of, all that is imperishable God only. Chapter 11, verse 41 and 42. Sakheti Matva Prasabham Yaduktam, He Krishna, He Yadava, He Sakheti, Ajanata Mahima Namta Vedam, Maya Pramadat Pranayena Vapi. Yacha Vahasartha Masat Kratosi, Vihara Shayasana Bhojanesu, Eko Tvapyachuta Tatsamaksham, Tatkshamaye Tvamaham Aprameyam. Regarding you merely as a friend, not knowing your greatness, in negligence or out of love, I addressed you as O Krishna, O Yadava, O friend. In whatever way you have been slighted by me in jest, while playing, reposing in bed, sitting or at meals, alone or in the presence of others, O Achyuta, unshaken one, Krishna, I implore you to forgive me, O immeasurable, infinite, infallible Lord. Comment. Arjuna regarded Lord Krishna as his friend, but having seen the Lord's splendor, he forgets the notion of friendship with him, and he is amazed and terrified. He could never think the possibility that who he considered as a friend is a god like this. Chapter 11, verse 43. Pitasi lokasya characharasya tvamasya pujyasya gurur gariyan. Natvat samostyabhyadika kutonyaha lokatrayepya pratima prabhava. You are the father of this world, the animate and inanimate, and the greatest guru. You are to be worshipped. There is none equal to you in three worlds. How then could there be one greater than you, O being of incomparable, unequalled power? Chapter 11, verse 44. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya khayam prasadeetvam ahamisham idyam. Piteva putrasya sakheva sakyuhu priyah priyayarhasi deva sodhum. Therefore, bowing down deeply and prostrating before you, I implore you, adorable Lord, to forgive me. May you graciously bear with me, O Lord, as a father with his son, as a friend with his friend, as a lover with his beloved, and forgive my faults. Chapter 11, verse 45. Adrishta purvam rishithosmi drishtva bahayanacha pravyathitam manomi tadeva me darshya deva rupam prasida devesha jagannivasa. Seeing what was never revealed or witnessed before, I am delighted, yet at the same time my mind is tormented with fear. Reveal to me that divine form, the placid form of Vishnu, O Lord of the gods, O abode of the universe, may you be pleased. Chapter 11, verse 46. Kiritinangadinang chakrahastam Icha mitvam drashtum aham tathaiva tenaiva rupena chaturbhujena sahasrabaho bhava vishwamurte. I wish to see you as before with crown, holding mace and discus in your hands. Therefore, O Lord of a thousand arms, of universal form, I pray to you to appear in the same four-armed form. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.